head looking for two, and he should get it. He does get it. What a magnificent innings from Travis Head. 200 and not done yet.
Oh. No, he wasn't, Adam. Adam Peacock there on Fox Sports. Fox Cricket yesterday in the Marsh Cup game between South Australia and Queensland. Travis Head brought up his 200th with that little moment. There were 30 more left in the tank off 127 balls. It was something else. Alex Carey was riding shotgun in South Australian colours in their win over Queensland yesterday, and he joins us on The Breakfast Club this morning. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, guys. I just apologize in advance to the listeners. I've got my little four-week-old in my arms. So, yeah, if there's some background noise, that's all that is.
No apologies required at all. That's magnificent news. What name have we got there?
We've got Clementine Rose Carey. So she's going well. But, yeah, the way we're working is I normally wake up early, grab her before I head off to training and give Eloise, my wife, a couple of hours sleep.
So are we full Clementine or are we running with Clem?
Let's go with Clemmy. Yeah, that's what I roll with.
All right, Clemmy. Well, good luck to Clemmy. Great to have her with us on the program this morning. If she wants to get involved, let her go. Speaking of letting him go, now Travis Head decided that he was going to let him go yesterday with the willow. You got to watch it all unfold. You were the first man out to get him to the crease, and you got to watch this extraordinary innings. What was it like?
Yeah, I guess it was pretty lucky. I did get out early and let him go out there and do his thing. It was unbelievable to see that partnership unfold, and then for Trav to go on and make it's a really, really big score in that format. And we've been struggling of late to win games of cricket, and the skipper said, I'm going to do it for us today. And 230 is just incredible in any format, but in one day domestic cricket, I think it's the fastest double hundred in history. I don't know, speechless, I guess. It's hard to put into words. You just go back there and watch it and you just think it's just amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it was brutal, Alex, the way he did it, but still conventional at the same time, which I think was one of the features of the innings. And he started the year so well. We spoke to him a couple of weeks ago. He's trying to get back into that test team. I know it's a different form of the game, but have you noticed anything that he's particularly improved, or is it just more of the same from a very, very good player?
Yeah, I was sitting there yesterday and I knew he was a really, really, really good player and one of the best batters in the country. But as I was sort of watching it go from 150 to 200 and then, you know, that last 30 runs, you sort of just tell yourself, like, this guy is one of the best batters in the country, if not in the world at the moment. He is full of confidence, the way he rocks up. You wouldn't know if he's had a good day or a bad day. He's just, fully focused on helping us win games of cricket for South Australia and just goes about his business. And, you see him peel off runs. The scoreboard just flows so easily. He hits balls that hit harder than I've seen anyone hit before, but then just plays, beautiful cricket shots in between. So there's a lot going right for him. His winter wasn't the best of standard from his point of view, but for him to come back and really dominate in the first few rounds just shows how good a player he is.
What about, the skill was on display, no doubt about that. When he came back after being dismissed, Alex, what was his physical condition like for scoring so many runs in such a short period of time?
Oh, look, Trav's not he's not one bloke that's going to go out and run, the extra miles and do the extra gym sessions, but he'll hit more balls. He'll do all the little things. He'll field, extra time and do more skill work than probably physical work. That's not saying he doesn't do that, but he just does it in the sense that works for him. He bats long hours. He's got a lot on his plate, still a pretty young captain of the state and underperforming it at times. So, sorry about that. He's doing everything right off the field and now it's starting to show on the field.
Hey, Alex, I've got to ask you, hopefully you can answer this question. You've got to be quick.
Be quick.
How are you going? I mean, obviously you've lost your place in the Australian team for the T20 World Cup. I was rapt to see you get 100 straight away to start the Shield season. How are you going personally with the dealing with that disappointment at the moment?
Yeah, it's I wasn't overly surprised. I underperformed in that format for Australia, so it was disappointing not to be there. I wasn't overly surprised. However, I would love to have done a lot better in my opportunities that I did get in the last 12 months in the T20 international scene. But I still feel like my cricket is going really well. I feel like my one day stuff for Australia has been really consistent. My big bash stuff. So it's just difficult at times. You come in at different positions than you would normally, bat in T20 cricket. You got to go out there and smack them like big Andre Russell. And unfortunately, I'm not built like him. But I still feel really confident in my cricket, and I've still got lots of aspirations and goals to go after. I'm not disheartened at all by missing out. I'm really determined to continue to improve my game and reach that sort of ultimate goal of playing Test cricket if things align and I can go out and play with lots of freedom and have lots of fun. And if it all falls into place, then great. If not, then I'll be doing my best to do that.
Well, another chance for you to do that tomorrow in the Shield game against Queensland, the Adelaide Oval, not Karen Rolton, and the Adelaide Oval in the Shield game tomorrow. So get out there, whack a few around for us. We'll certainly be watching, and look after Clemmy as well. She needs some attention. Give her some love.
No, thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Yeah, it's a great opportunity for us to now get that Sheffield Shield win that South Australia is really chasing. We hopefully take some confidence out of yesterday's performance. So. Thanks for the chat, and look forward to talking to you soon.
Look forward to talking to you anytime. Great stuff, Alex. Appreciate your time. Alex and Clemmy Carey with us.